my contributions is that we want the IPA to report to the city council. We want to make sure that the IPA is as independent as possible. If the IPA is going to get fired, we want a two-thirds majority. We want the IPA to determine if the investigation was complete, objective, and fair. We want the IPA to have authority to audit officer-involved shootings and all critical incidents involving serious injury or death, taser-related deaths, serious force cases, vehicle pursuits, whether or not a complaint is filed. We want the IPA to have joint authority with Internal Affairs to classify complaints. We believe that can be accomplished because when you file with one, the other one should get a copy of the complaint. We want to make sure that those complaints are not just labeled, quote unquote, inquiries and dropped out of the scene. We want the IPA to have the authority to interview all witnesses, but not limited to just police officers. And we want them to have the power to subpoena the witnesses and documents. We want the IPA. We want the IPA to be given full access to police records, personnel files, and information pertinent to complaints being investigated. We want the IPA to comply with all COL.org and get more information as to the different types of oversight. I don't want to, like, you know, pull your arm and say, go my way. Do your own homework. But this is a good working paper, and your paper is very good, and I want to continue working with you all if you'll invite me to the table. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Mr. Mark Anthony Sanchez.
Well, thank you, Mayor. First of all, I got to say, my total name is Mark Anthony Sanchez. I work with Rutherby Lingue. We're a nonprofit radio station, been in existence for over 28 years. I do an oldies but goodies program geared to rare and hard to find oldies. I also do a public affairs program that's geared to at-risk youth. Got most of the penal correction facilities listening to my show. I get letters. And I have to say that I got the most utmost respect for the chief right here. He helped me fix a ticket once. No, I'm just joking, Mayor. and it came out to be double. I've had him on my show when we started to get cruising back here in Fresno. I've had reports from Los Angeles, San Francisco. How do you do that? Got to work with your Fresno PD. On the other side, I've been profiled by Fresno's best. I've gotten out of work at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, dressed the way I am. I'm at a signal light. My light turns green. It's happened numerous times. And right on the other side, on my left-hand side, always on my left-hand side, I have no reason why, but there's an officer there waiting for his light. And as soon as I go right in the center intersection, a spotlight hits me in the face. I'm not speeding. I'm just starting my car. And I'm looking and I'm waving. Again, I have no reason why they're throwing a spotlight on me. I've had numerous volunteers at my station. We have volunteers that come in. They have been stopped. A lot of them say that they were stopped because the officer said they were weaving. They were just coming from a friend's house. Now, I don't know if they were drinking or not. This is the story they told me. But one of them was from New York, just got into Fresno, got him on my show. Rather bilingue. It was the beginning of this year, and he had a hood on. He was driving. The officer stopped and said he was weaving. Couldn't find anything inside his car. Handcuffed him, got him into the ground, kept him there for probably, he said, about 10 minutes. Other officers arrived. They let him go. He passed the test for when you give a guy that's drinking, the sobriety test. And wasn't given an apology or nothing. I've had Gloria Hernandez on my show stating other numerous things that happened to other people, young people. Either they're gang members or not, but the same thing has been going on. I'm just here to say that Again, I respect the chief a lot, but there has to be something done. And chief, I think stepping in your shoes, everybody has to be in your shoes to see what's really going on here in Fresno. Same thing with the mayor. Any job that you do, any job that anyone does, it's easy to make a complaint or say, hey, you're not doing this right until you step in those shoes. Until you step in those shoes and you realize, hey, there's more to it than what you're seeing. But, again, an independent police auditor, I agree with the mayor, I agree with Gloria, should be here in Fresno. And, again, I do respect your feelings about that, chief. But and that's all I wanted to state is that the profiling that I've been going through, other people, and I've seen it through other with homeboys, other people, something has to be done.
Thank you, Mr. Sanchez. Appreciate your comments. We're going to call our next group up here, and while they're coming up, we've got Brian Calhoun. We've got a lot of you willing to speak, wanting to speak. Alfonso Williams, Ray Insher, Mickey Manuel on, looks like Tugman Avenue. Is that, did I get it right? And let's go one more, Eric Wardwell. And while those gentlemen are coming up, let me just remind you, first of all, we have a lot of people who want to speak. Second of all, although I appreciate the enthusiasm and the applause, it just cuts into the time, so you might want to minimize your applause to give more people time to speak. And then finally, thank you for honoring my ground rules thus far of not demonizing people on the other side of the issue, focusing your comments, and giving us feedback on the policy proposal before you. So with that, former council member Brian Calhoun.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and to the council and to folks in the audience. The annual call for an independent police auditor to oversee the Fresno Police Department begins anew. Five times during my tenure on the City Council, we heard public comment, debated, and ultimately turned down Mayor Autry's budget request for an IPA. I did not support it then as a council member, and I don't support it today. Recent incidents involving officers of the Fresno Police Department are troubling. American justice and fairness require, of course, that individuals involved in these incidents not be prejudged and must be treated as innocent until proven guilty. Mayor Ashley Swearingen, City Council Member, City Manager Andy Souza, Police Chief Jerry Dyer, and Fresno citizens expect an impartial investigation of the police incidents and, if necessary, appropriate disciplinary actions be taken. There's absolutely no reason to believe that this will not happen without a IPA, since investigations are underway by the Fresno Police Internal Divisions, the District Attorney, and the Office of the State Attorney General. Pretty powerful folks all at work on this, those incidents. An IPA would not have prevented the recent alleged police incidents. Let's be honest, wouldn't have had any bearing on stopping them. As soon as Chief Dyer became aware of the problems, he took immediate action to investigate them. To their credit, Mayor Swearingen, City Council members, and Chief Dyer have been completely open to the press and have not attempted to hide the facts or made light of the incidents in any way. What would an office of the IPA, which, as we're finding out here, would generally be an attorney with staff assistance, do the full 365 days of the year? It is only human nature and job preservation, self-preservation, to appear busy. My guess is that the IPA would be a magnet for every disgruntled person wanting to contest a parking, speeding ticket, or some of the other things that we've heard here this evening. It would constantly be second-guessing elected officials, the chief of police, and possibly the courts and grand jury. And how would this additional oversight operation differ from the city attorney's office, staffed as it is with well-paid, competent attorneys that are fully prepared to investigate possible police malfeasance? Unmentioned in the call for the IPA is the public record of Chief Dyer's actions when officer-related problems periodically occur in the department of 850 sworn officers. Like any effective supervisor, Chief Dyer is continually seeking to improve his department and takes disciplinary actions when necessary. As officers know that actions unbecoming a police officer are dealt with in a timely and decisive manner. I'm also aware of instances where officers have reported fellow officers for inappropriate behavior, which has led to discipline. It should not be the role of the IPA to substitute for the responsibility of Fresno's police chief, the city manager, or the mayor. If Chief Dyer is not doing his job or has lost the confidence of the citizens, City Manager Souza and Mayor Swearingen need to replace him. It is my personal and professional judgment, however, that Chief Dyer is a very competent administrator. While the city of Fresno utilizes the strong mayor form of government, the council serves as a necessary legislative and budgetary check and balance on government on governance issues made by the mayor and city manager. The council has always demanded the highest standards from Dyer and his officers. It is, however, fully within its right, the council's, to question Mayor Swearingen's desire to have an IPA. The council, I believe, must both ask and answer the fundamental question as to whether an IPA would improve Fresno's police department or instead serve as an inexpensive, non-elected, and bureaucratic appendage that separates elected leaders from the citizens that elected them and the employees that they supervise.
Thank you, Mr. Calhoun. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, next up, Mr. Alfonso Williams. Please state your name and your address for the record.
Thank you. I'm Alfonso Williams, 3044 North Fruit Avenue. As of 4 months ago, I was homeless, had 13 years experience of being homeless, and I thank you for the privilege of being here to express my belief that IPA is necessary. Speaking of accountability and all that, what we saw in the video is just gangbanging, straight up. You know, you hold somebody down and beat them, that's gangbanging. There's no excuse for that. When you go to court, the judge say, you know better, you should not do that. We get fired, we go to jail, and they still getting paid. You still paying them people for beating up homeless people, a man on the streets. I've had guns put on me, I've had tasers put on me. I've been taken to jail for robbing homeless people, and I'm an advocate of homeless people. They told me that we knew he was going to get out. They just wanted to lock me up for 3 days. You know, there's something wrong with that picture. There's something wrong with that police department. It needs to be changed. We need an IPA, and we need somebody to watch the IPA even, because we can't even trust who they appoint. You know, that's real talk.
My name is Mickey Manuel. I'm at 2120 South Tedman, and I'm completely for IPA because why hire a hawk to watch the chickens? And I've had some very, very bad experience with them. It's just a handful of police that is bad. Most of them is good people. I got relatives and friends that is policemen. And so we can't just look at a badge and say he's a bad guy. I have some experience with just a handful of them can do an awful lot of harm to the community, put in the right positions. I've had that experience with my son forged my name on a document and borrowed $300,000 on it, even though the same document that he forged my name on, they didn't allow it to work for me, and I was the beneficiary. So I've tried dog protective service, I've elderly abuse people, I've tried the DAs and everybody, and what they told me, that this was a civil matter and there's nothing to be done with it. I was always told that forgeries are forgery regardless of how or when it occurs. So I just don't understand why some documents even disappeared from the county's office over here. So dated September the 12th in 97. I went over there yesterday and tried to find some documents that a friend of mine and I walked all this trust through personally. He hadn't sealed these documents as missing. So I'm just totally for IPA. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any suggestions or comments on the structure of the office or how it should function?
Pardon, I didn't understand what you said.
Do you have any recommendations on the proposal, what you want to see in the proposal? Any comments on the specifics?
No, not really. I mean, okay. I just completed for the IPA.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, next up we have Ray Insher.
Thank you very much, Councilman, for allowing us to have this input tonight. Thank you, Mayor Swearinger, for calling this. You kept your word during your campaign. You said something will be done, and I'm glad to see your framework. In regards to framework, I think it's a very good start. I think Gloria Hernandez did a very good job of outlining some of the needs. I, too, would insist on absolute independence of the independent auditor. I would also like to see the provision put in your framework that the independent auditor should be a part of the interviews in internal affairs when complaints are made. I think that's important. I would like to see quicker responses to complaints whether it's 30 days or whatever, people aren't even sent a card that they have received the information and they are acting on it. I don't even get this from my representatives, Congress and senators. They don't even send you a card and say, we thank you for your letter. Then they send you a letter about 3 months later. I like the bilingual. You have a big job there because you have the Hmong community, you have the Armenian community, you have so many ethnic groups in this town. That's going to be a big challenge. And I would like to hear more in regard whether this is a committee to select the independent auditor or the city manager is going to select it or how that's going to be done. I don't think, according to what Brian Calhoun said, this would be a compliment to the police department. One thing that I really liked about the chief of police today in his closing remarks said, trust is important. And I'm afraid this has been going on for 10 years. It was Ellie Bluestein, a small group, that started to look for having an independent auditor. This has been a 10-year stretch. I would like to see public input in each district meeting. I will be at your meeting, Mr. Burgess, tomorrow night at Bullard High School. I know the chief will be there. I know some officers will be there. I hope you will allow your constituency to have input in regard to IPA and what they feel about it. I would appreciate that within your district. And I'd like to see that in every district. The public opinion polls have been going up. In the recent happenings, of course, I understand the poll taken was 89% are for an IPA. It has increased every time. The citizenry deserve to have some kind of a citizen's oversight. I think this is a good beginning, and I commend all of you to work on it for the people of the city of Fresno. And we are one of the largest cities in this state, and we deserve to have an IPA. Thank you.
My name is Eric Woodwall, and I live in District 3. Okay? When I came here in 2003, I was approached by two officers, Lieutenant Blomney and Sergeant Rowe, at my house, and they asked me if I was a vigilante. Okay? I turned around and told them straight out no. Okay? I'm crippled. I have cerebral palsy, epilepsy, and diabetes and everything else. And I was busted in my jaw by a couple cops out in Colorado many, many years ago. I think if there's peace officers gonna do what they do and beat people up, I think we should have an independent peace officer, allow the community involved. I think it, council and Madam Mayor, I think it should go to vote of the people. Because we don't have the money with our city council asking when Mayor Bubba was here for a 64% raise, okay, and y'all denied his request, and y'all approved it anyway. I think if you want a police auditor, you're going to have to give up your 64% raise because we don't have the money. Okay, so we're going to have to rely on the public to do this job. Okay, I think you should go for a vote of the people. And Mr. Dyer, I think you should step down. If you can't handle your police department, I think you should step down. I'm asking for anybody and everybody that can turn around and fill out an application. Let's get a petition going to have Mr. Dyer step down. I think it should be a 4-year tender. Four. I'm not demonizing.
Well, you could thank you for that comment. It's noted that you could comment on that. Okay, and I'm just going to reiterate every time. Thank you for sticking to the ground rules. We're focused on outcome solutions, and at the same time, appreciate the passion around this issue. So, thank you for being respectful to one another. All right, Reverend Perry.
Walt Perry, 1584 North Ferger Avenue, Fresno. There are two roles that an independent police auditor can fulfill in order to make Fresno a safer and more just community. The one role is to be an objective, impartial, and independent investigator into specific incidents where there are lingering and contradictory issues related to police action. The second is to work with the police chief in developing and implementing best practice procedures and policies that reduce violence and that create a more trusting collaboration among police and the community. It is the responsibility of the police to protect public safety and to de-escalate potentially explosive situations as much as possible. I have seen Fresno police officers at their best, handling situations professionally, effectively, and de-escalating the situation. I have also seen, read about, or heard about situations where police officers use excessive and needless force. But more often, I have lingering and unanswered questions that can be answered only by an objective, non-partial, well-trained individual. In this case, that person can be an independent police auditor. A number of issues that would relate to: every time there is a shooting of a suspect, I wonder if there was some way that tragedy could have been safely avoided. When officers walked up and draw their gun and aim at the heads of two teenagers in a parked car, I wonder if that is overkill or whether the officer has to do that to safeguard his or her own life. When it appears that people of color and teenagers seem to be more often pulled over for taillights, I wonder if age or ethnic discrimination is at work, or all officers, regardless of what part of town, pull over any car that has a non-working light. Undocumented residents have reported they sometimes feel discriminated against when they are stopped for very minor reasons by officers who know they're undocumented and then have their car or truck impounded at a cost of $500 or more. Was that the bell?
You've got 47 seconds.
40 seconds?
Go ahead, yeah.
Another issue is the non-traffic cameras around town. Has somebody dealt with, you know, is this an infringement or is this public safety or a combination or both? These are the issues that a independent auditor could work with the police chief on so that we know these things are being taken care of. Community resident police need to learn about more diversity of our community by dealing with residents in this community to help provide some of that training. Was the response to immigration at Fresno High, the immigration event, an overkill with the helicopters and motorcycles going in many different directions? There's issues related to the homeless. There's issues related to Parks Department and Police Department. Is that relationship helpful or hurtful to our community's recreation? And many other issues, and particularly how you deal with mentally ill. I do have some written comments I will provide to council and to the mayor, but we do need a competent, independent person to help us answer some of those questions. Under measure of success that you had, I think also we need to have something about reduced injury of police and public and the building of trust and collaboration in case that's different from satisfaction. Thank you.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. All right. Let's see. I had Carol next, but are you Mr. Updike?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Updike.
Okay, hello, Fresno. My name is Steve Updike. I'm an American citizen, and I worked most of my life and paid my taxes until I got old and cancer. I came to Fresno 4 years ago with my friend. We had never been here in Fresno before, and we did not know anybody here. After we moved here, people started telling us how the Fresno Police Department, or some people in the Fresno Police Department, were saying that I was a homosexual and that they wanted to run me out of town. One police officer even asked me if my lady friend was a man. And another police officer told me I could leave. Imagine that in America. After that, people started terrorizing us by trying to burn our house down and vandalizing our house and harassing us. We even had death threats against our lives. And we have made many police reports and nothing has been done to stop the harassment. Why are the police and their vigilantes making trouble for innocent people like me and my friends? Everybody knows this is true. This is why we are here. And we are not going away. Again, I had never been to Fresno before. I moved here, and I did not know anybody here, and I never told anybody in Fresno that I was gay until I came out to the ACLU meeting this month. The Fresno police know about this and these hate crimes against us, and yet they do nothing. The truth is, Fresno police officers have been caught committing crimes, and that is proof that police think they can get away with it. There are many people here who have a story about police abuse and what police have done to them. We have repeatedly asked for help from the city of Fresno, and nothing has been done about these hate crimes against us. Recently in the news, there was a story about discrimination in the Fresno Police Department. It must be true because I am being discriminated against here in Fresno. The poor and the homeless minorities, everybody knows that police commit crimes, and then they try to cover them up. Well, let me tell you, you can no longer hide the truth, people. It's time to get an independent police auditor, one who is smart enough, strong enough, and not going to be swayed by influences, outside influences, and will not let the police get away with murder. It is now time, Fresno, to come out of the dark ages and get an independent police auditor.
Mr. Updike, thank you. Do you have any comments on the elements of the proposal?
Yes, ma'am, I do. It's a little bit late, but you should have had a police department watchdog in position a long time ago to watch for people that are bad people in the police department, okay? Because there's going to be a certain percentage of people that are, quite frankly, psychotic or insane. And these people are the people that you've now arrested in your police department. 2%, 2.5% to be exact. And these people are everywhere in our society. And until you rid the police department and our society of these people, you will continue to have this problem, whether or not. Let me just quote President Obama. Evil triumphs when good men do nothing.
Okay. Thank you. Next up, Carol. Next up is Carol Jacoby.
My name's Carol Jacoby. I'm a real estate broker, a private business owner, lived here and sold homes in Fresno for 38 years. And up until the time I was 67 years old, I got a call for help from my police department. But in 2004, I bought a new home, and in that new home was a neighbor next door who was a psychopath and has made my life hell. I called the police department to file a complaint. The officer that answered the phone told me I had no case. She refused to make a report. That was a violation of my rights. And then I didn't know what to do. Ultimately, I turned to a Fresno police sergeant friend of mine and went over my details with him, and he ordered an investigation. The officer that came to take my my report rang my doorbell, and when I answered the door, he began with, "You're either very rich or you work very hard." And from that comment, I believe that I would be discriminated against because of what he perceived my position in life to be, and that's exactly what happened. So I won't bore you with more details, but I will tell you that I filed a detailed report with Chief Dyer's office. They turned it to Internal Affairs, and I never heard from Internal Affairs until I called them back. And I was told that Internal Affairs had given my case back to the officers I complained against. Now, this is a nightmare. Nobody needs to go through this. And this is why I believe we need somebody other than the police department monitoring themselves. I have friends that are lawyers, judges, police officers, and I know that the city of Clovis does not have the problems the city of Fresno does. And if Clovis can get by without all these problems, I believe that Fresno can too. And I actually had received a call from Washington, D.C., from a lawyer with the civil rights, and he wanted to know about my case. So it sort of seems to me like maybe Washington's keeping an eye on Fresno. And that's it. And
Carol, could you, first of all, just forgot to ask, can you state your address for the record and then any specific comments on the elements of the office, the proposal?
Yes, my address is 2995 West Wellington Lane, Fresno 93711. And I don't know, maybe in addition to the independent auditor, we might use a panel of business people or whatever in the community to put their heads together, or just say meet once a month and go over different things. We just need to clean our city up. We have lots of new families moving in here, and it's an embarrassment. Sometimes they know about our police department before they ever get here.
Thank you.